This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Looking like a solid day after a cool start, highs in the low to mid 60s. Now the weekend upon us. Saturday, a lot of cloud cover around, hit or miss light shower, but nothing that should keep you indoors, just cooler, low 60s. I'm 7 News meteorologist Brian Vandegraff in the First Alert Weather Center.
Still some very spotty rain out there this morning. It is isolated. 50 now in DuPont Circle, 46 in Germantown, and 51 in Annandale.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good morning, I'm John Aaron.
And I'm Michelle Bash. Coming up,
several large ships are leaving the port of Baltimore today after being stuck there for weeks.
A new student phone policy in the works in this county. I'm Neil Augenstein.
Girls football is expanding in Maryland. This is Kyle Cooper.
It's a big night for the Washington Commanders in the NFL draft. Our Dave Preston joins us live at 7:15 for more.
Right now, 7 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin here in New York City, where former President Trump has just made a surprise campaign stop.
We love Trump! We love Trump!
He greeted construction workers on a Midtown street and spoke about today's hearing in Washington.
We have a big case today in the Supreme Court on presidential immunity. A president has to have immunity. If you don't have immunity, you just have a ceremonial president.
The high court hears arguments this morning on Mr. Trump's claim the Constitution makes him immune from criminal charges for anything he did while he was in office. Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
The Supreme Court has to decide, first, is there absolute immunity? Second, if there is, for what type of acts? If those are official presidential acts, what does that mean? And finally, which of Trump's acts would fall within that category?
Rudy Giuliani and Mark Meadows, among 18 people indicted in Arizona for an alleged fake elector scheme in 2020. State Attorney General Chris Mays.
I will not allow American democracy to be undermined.
The indictment named several Republicans who submitted a document to Congress falsely declaring Mr. Trump won Arizona. More arrests at college campuses across the country. LAPD officers in riot gear arrested 93 pro-Palestinian protesters at USC last night. A student group says 108 demonstrators were arrested at Emerson College in Boston. Hamas has released a disturbing new video of Israeli-American hostage Hirsch Goldberg Polan with his hand amputated, an injury he sustained during the October 7th attack. There were fears he was dead. His father, John.
We're relieved to see him alive, but we are also concerned about his health and well-being, as well as that of all of the other hostages and all of those suffering in this region.
Protesters gathered outside Benjamin Netanyahu's home last night, demanding a deal to bring the hostages home. The FCC is expected to vote today to reinstate net neutrality rules. Tech contributor Ian Scher.
Internet access advocates are hoping that eventually this issue will no longer be one of regulation and the Federal Communications Commission essentially voting on this, depending on which party is in power.
They've lowered the drinking age, the drinking problem age overseas. CBS's Vicky Barker.
The WHO study found a third of 11-year-olds and more than half of 13-year-olds in England say they've drunk alcohol. Girls were found to be more likely than boys to be getting drunk by the age of 15.
S&P futures are down 31. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
7:03 on Thursday, April 25th. We're at 49 degrees. Just a couple of sprinkles out there in spots right now. We're only going to the low 60s today. Good morning, I'm John Aaron.
And I'm Michelle Bash. Our top local story we're following, a critical four-day window is opening at the Port of Baltimore that will allow several large ships to depart. They have been stuck since the Key Bridge collapse last month. This move will also allow some container barges in. The plan is to open a new channel this morning. Ship traffic will then pause once again early next week to allow salvage crews to continue working on the next stage of the cleanup of that collapsed bridge. The Maryland Port Administration says the new option is 35 feet deep, much deeper than what's currently being used. The Army Corps of Engineers expects to reopen the port's 50-foot deep channel by the end of May.
Students' use of cell phones at school is often subject to debate. The Loudoun County School Board now wants parent input on a new policy that's in the works. WTOP's Neil Augenstein has the specifics.
Students are allowed to have a phone. The school system often gets requests to block cell phones or make sure they don't work.
There's nothing we can do to, like, block them or physically remove them.
Aaron Smith, chief technology officer with Loudoun County Public Schools, on the new draft policy.
Student technology devices may only be used in designated locations and at designated times.
Elementary students, no phone use during the day. Middle school students, off and away. High schoolers have to make sure devices are silenced during instruction. Time.
Parents should avoid contacting their children via personal devices during the school day unless there's an emergency. We get a lot of notices back and forth or check-ins, and that's really some of the disruptions that we see in school.
Public input's now underway. The school board expects to vote in June to have the policy in place by the new school year in August. In Loudoun County, Neil Augenstein, WTLP News.
In Maryland, after a successful first year of girls flag football in the state, the program is expanding. We get details on that from WTOP's Kyle Cooper.
After operating in 10 high schools in Frederick County last year, the program is expanding to Baltimore, Montgomery, and Washington counties. Under Armour and the Baltimore Ravens are providing uniforms, funding, and other support to make it happen. Under Armour's Trey Evans says sports plays a crucial role in helping young women develop into future leaders. 280 Frederick County girls participated in the sport in 2023. Middletown captured the championship. In 2024, 51 high schools across Maryland will participate in girls flag football, which is growing across the country and will even be part of the Summer Olympic Games in Los Angeles in 2028. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
A race car driver from our area has become the first African-American to race in the prestigious Porsche Carrera Cup North America in Florida. Now he's talking to our Mike Murillo about the challenges he has faced to get there.
For Upper Marlboro native Jordan Wallace.
Never really registered that I would be the first African-American to compete in the series.
But he says doing that behind the wheel of the Vision Sports number 23 Porsche.
It's been very humbling.
It hasn't been easy for Wallace to get to this point. It
took me over 8 years of being a mechanic, an instructor, a track worker.
To pay for his dream. Also in 2018, he found himself on the witness stand for a high-profile murder trial when his former boss, Savas Savopoulos, and his wife, Amy, their son, Philip, and their housekeeper, Vera Figueroa, were found killed in a Northwest D.C. home. During the trial, defense attorneys for the man responsible tried to create a cloud of suspicion over Wallace. After that trial,
I had to move away just to find work.
He says not a day goes by that he doesn't think of the Savopoulos family.
I feel like they're always watching over me.
What's next for his career? He hopes it's taking the podium sooner rather than later at the Miami Grand Prix in May. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
And Wallace will greet fans in Chantilly on Sunday. You can find out more at WTOP.com.
Coming up here on WTOP.
The D.C. area tops the nation for job openings that require an MBA. I'm Jeff Glable.
And we'll get the latest on traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Hi, I'm Rachel, and I have a serious heart condition called hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, or HCM. Some symptoms include being short of breath, feeling tired, or having dizziness or chest pain. I still had symptoms on my beta blocker, so I asked my cardiologist about any treatment advances. It was a breakthrough for me. That's why I'm working with Bristol-Myers Squibb to raise awareness about HCM and to help others like me. Talk to your cardiologist today and visit hcmrealtalk.com for more information.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb.
708.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael & Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8s. Here's Rita Kessler in the traffic center.
On the Beltway, the outer loop top side of the Beltway, we're seeing the slowdowns coming from 95 all the way around past 29 Colesville Road with your lanes open. We also have a big delay on the inner loop from Branch Avenue headed toward 295 and the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Then in Virginia, out of Springfield, headed into Annandale. with your lanes available to you. Southbound 270, the volume is before 80 in Urbana, in stretches to 109, then from 118 headed toward Montgomery Village Avenue. Then the spur slows southbound from Democracy Boulevard, trying to head on to the outer loop to the point where it merges. Then it looks good, headed across the American Legion Bridge. Westbound 50 in Maryland, the ramp to 704, the left side of the ramp is blocked with the crash. You'll also find in the district, southbound DC 295 is slow from Eastern Avenue toward Pennsylvania Avenue. That was where we had a report of a wreck. Inbound on the Suitland Parkway before Stanton Road was a report of a crash with delays before Branch Avenue. And then northbound I-295 slows passing Laboratory Road, but we're also seeing the delay coming from the Suitland Parkway, headed onto the 11th Street Bridge. This is a solid backup all the way onto southbound 395, headed across the Case Bridge. This is the crash near the Park Police exit along the left side of the roadway. So it's not going to be long before that starts to back up onto southbound DC 295 as well. Something to keep in mind if you're coming from Maryland into the district using either of those roadways. The WTOP Newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand name mattresses. Affordable, never looks so good. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
Your forecast from 7 News First Alert meteorologist Brian Vandegraff.
A cooler start to your day and a cooler finish. Temperature's not going to get much above the upper 50s, maybe 60 if you're lucky this afternoon, but a lot of cloud cover around, but it should be a dry day. 40s tonight with clearing skies. It will be cooler to start off your Friday, but through the afternoon, lovely, low to mid 60s. Just a little bit of a chill in the air, that's for sure. Now, by Saturday, more clouds come in here. Warm front's working its way across the area. Could squeeze out a shower or two. Not the prettiest of days. It's still plenty of dry time. By Sunday, though, mid-80s. Soak it up. I'm 7 News meteorologist Brian Vandegraff in the First Alert Weather Center.
And we are seeing some very scattered sprinkles throughout the area right now. 50 in DuPont Circle, 46 degrees in Germantown, 51 in Annandale. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
It's 7:10, Money News at 10 and 40 past the hour. We continue to see above average apartment rent growth in the region. Real estate data firm Delta Associates says D.C. metro area rents increased by 4.7% over the 12-month period ending in March. Some of us are seeing prices shoot up even more. The group says newer, nicer, low-rise apartments in Alexandria and Arlington had rents rise by 9.9% in the last year. Similar style apartments in St. Mary's County saw prices go up by 8.7%.
Getting a graduate degree can boost your career, and WTOP business reporter Jeff Claybaugh says there are plenty of opportunities around here.
14% of current job openings in the D.C. area require an MBA or higher, ranking us number one for that. 27% of adults 25 and older have a graduate or professional degree, ranking the D.C. area number two there. MBA occupations here rank fifth highest for salary.
San Jose ranks number two for share of MBA job openings. Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina ranks third. Baltimore is number 10 on the list.
Coming up, the Commanders look to the future at the NFL draft starting tonight. WTOP's Dave Preston joins us with a preview. It's 7:12.
Save at Whole Foods Market. Get boneless, skinless chicken breast value packs with no antibiotics ever for 25% off with Prime through April 30th. While supplies last, shop in-store or online. Terms apply.
Today's Innovation in Government report highlights the government's IT modernization opportunities. Brian Mickelson, the Vice President and General Manager for U.S. Public Sector at Datadog, says end-to-end observability can help agencies improve the citizen experience.
We're talking about capabilities around real user monitoring, around, we talk about it in terms of synthetic. We talk about it in terms of session replay, but what a product owner or a digital capability owner really has the capability to do today is they can see the unique experiences that their end users are having. So they can see when a login occurs, they can see what the actual user experience or travel through that application might be. So they can generally understand what's flowing well, where are the bottlenecks, what are the challenges with that customer's front-end experience. Proactively understand, is that front-end application, is it up and running the way I want it to?
Let Datadog, Carahsoft, and their reseller partners help you imagine what your agency is capable of. Learn more at carahsoft.com/innovation.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
New Jersey's got a lot of wow to go around all year round. Wows on the slopes, on the waves, and on the stage. Find your wow at visitnj.org. New Jersey, little state, lot of wow.
Coming up, some new cars are missing the mark in safety tests. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Springtime in the Washington region can feel like a TV game show. Is it going to be hot, cold, cloudy, or clear? WTOP weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8th. The closest thing to a sure thing. WTOP, Washington's top news.
It's 7:14.
A new era for the Washington Commanders will continue to take shape starting tonight at the highly anticipated NFL draft. The burgundy and gold have 9 draft picks over the 3-day event if they keep them all and don't trade any. Most important, of course, is that number 2 overall pick. So who might it be?
Well, let's bring in WTOP sports reporter Dave Preston. Dave, you said it could be Jaden Daniels. Why do you think he would be a good fit here in Washington?
Well, on the field, he's mobile with a strong arm. He shows all the intangibles and tangibles that you look for a quarterback. He threw 40 touchdown passes last fall for LSU in the very competitive SEC. He's played at the highest level, and he also knows what it's like to struggle. He started his career at Arizona State, so this is a guy who I think he's more mature than other quarterbacks who have had a lot of things handed to them since day one. He's struggled at times, but he's persevered, so he would be the guy that you'd want to put, you'd want to give him the keys to your franchise.
Too. Yeah, I want to know more about Daniels. A couple of things. First of all, we heard rumblings that maybe his agent didn't want him in Washington. Right. And second, some have said that he sort of piled up the numbers against worse teams last year. What do you think of those two knocks on him?
It's a lot of it is talk. There's a lot of jockeying and there's just a lot of noise over the last couple of weeks with the NFL draft. And people at ESPN and other networks, NFL Network, they're paid to provide content.
So you think this is just all sort of ginned up?
I think there's some rigmarole. Okay. Can I use that?
Yeah.
This morning, yes.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah.
What would be some surprises tonight for you?
If they take an offensive lineman with pick number 2. If they completely ignore taking a quarterback, because if they don't take Jaden Daniels, there's Drake May. If they don't take Drake May, there's Michael Penix. There's J.J. McCarthy. There's quarterback talent atop this draft, and that doesn't even include Caleb Williams, who's expected to go number 1 overall. What has plagued this franchise for the most part the last 30 years? They haven't had a franchise quarterback. Even the great quarterbacks they've had, and RG3 was great for one season, but it was just one season. Kirk Cousins was a quarterback who could play for this team, but he was never really their guy. So they need to get their guy. And if they don't get their guy, if they take an offensive lineman or, heaven forbid, a long snapper with the 2nd overall pick, which they won't do, knock on wood, that would be the biggest surprise ever.
Well, the cliche may be one day at a time, but how important are tomorrow's 2nd and 3rd rounds for this team?
Key for this franchise, key for this team moving forward, because you get your stars in the 1st round, you get your starters in the 2nd and 3rd. Washington hasn't drafted a starter in round 2 since 2015. That's one of the reasons why they've been a non-playoff team for the most part since then. They need an edge rusher, an offensive lineman, a defensive back, a tight end. I think they have 5 picks after tonight's 1st round selection. In the top 100, they should be able to get some starters tomorrow. That's barring if they don't package some of those picks to move into the 1st round this evening. There's a guy by the name of Chop Robinson, plays for Penn State. Has a great name, has even better game.
Chop.
I think they could package some picks, get him, get an intriguing edge rusher. That would be huge for this team.
Is Chop his whole name?
I think it's Chopford. I'll look it up. I think
Sir
it's
Chopford.
A nickname.
It's not Chopper.
No. All right. Thank you, Dave. We're anxiously awaiting that draft tonight. That is WTOP sports reporter Dave Preston.
Now a look at the top stories we're working on here at WTOP.
New movements expected today at the Port of Baltimore as a new channel for ships is set to open.
There's a battle ahead for the future of TikTok as the company says it will fight a new law.
Full details on these stories in the minutes ahead.
It's 7:18. Traffic and weather on the 8s. Here's Rita Kessler.
If you're on the Beltway, let's start out with the delays in Maryland on the outer loop. The slowdown from before 95 and off of 95, headed toward 29 Colesville Road. Inner loop delays from Branch Avenue all the way to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. While in Virginia, your inner loop delays are out of Springfield, headed past 236 in Annandale, passing 66, and after the Dulles Toll Road. In Maryland, southbound 270, not a bad trip. Volume between 85 and 80, off and on volume between Urbana and 109. Also some slowdowns passing Father Hurley Boulevard, approaching Montgomery Village Avenue. Then as you're getting onto the southbound 270 spur, that delay goes to the point where it merges with the outer loop, but then it's a good trip headed across the American Legion Bridge. Westbound 50 in Maryland, the ramp to 704. Keep an eye out for a wreck on the left side of the ramp. You're also finding delays on northbound 210 right now as you're coming from Palmer and Livingston, trying to make your way toward, actually from Livingston Road, we're trying to make your way toward Old Fort Road North. So watch for anything going on there. May just be a volume delay, just like the one on northbound Branch Avenue after the split with 301, trying to head toward Earnshaw and Surratt's. Now in the district, southbound DC 295 near Pennsylvania Avenue. That was a report of a wreck. We're definitely seeing delays from Eastern Avenue. Northbound I-295, the delay passing Laboratory Road, and then after Malcolm X Avenue, solid, trying to get onto the inbound 11th Street Bridge. This delay will take you all the way onto southbound 395. It is near the Park Police exit. The left side remains blocked with that wreck. Southbound DC 295 starting to slow, getting onto the 11th Street Bridge as well. Southbound 3rd Street Tunnel getting a little heavy, trying to join that delay. And the northbound rubbernecking delay is after the Pentagon across the 14th Street Bridge, trying to head past the scene. Imagine a child in extreme poverty waiting over a year to be sponsored. End their wait today. Become a Compassion International sponsor. Text RADIO to 83393. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans. We had a little bit of rain in some spots to start the day. What is the outlook on that right now?
Well, it's more of a sprinkle or two. There's one in southern Fairfax County and near Upper Marlboro, just south and east of the Capitol Beltway. That's pretty much it for today. Our chances at next to nothing for the rest of the afternoon as those few light showers of sprinkles are pushing off toward the Chesapeake Bay. We'll keep the clouds around today, so that means some cooler temperatures, a northeast wind. So compared to the 70s yesterday, well, you'll want to subtract about 15 degrees. Highs will only be around 60 for this afternoon. Well below the average. Tomorrow it's more sunshine, but still around 65. Then Saturday's a repeat of today with more clouds, slight chance for a shower. Then we really flip the switch and talk about some summer-like weather Sunday through Wednesday. Highs in the 80s. Monday, we could be flirting with the 90s for the first time this year. And if we get to 90, that would be way ahead of schedule. Typically, it doesn't happen until May 16th around the D.C. area. 51 now, Fairfax, 50 in Northwest, and Southeast D.C. at 53.
It's brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service, 7 days a week.
Airline credit card rewards have helped grow America's travel and tourism industry. Last year, 15 million Americans traveled domestically using reward miles, supporting more than 183,000 jobs. But now Congress wants to pass a law that could eliminate credit card rewards and decimate the U.S. travel and tourism industry. Tell Congress to support travel and tourism jobs and oppose the Durbin-Marshall Interchange Bill. Visit handsoffmyrewards.com/travel to take action. Paid for by the Electronic Payments Coalition.
At University of Maryland Global Campus, we give our students credit. Credit for deciding while stuck in traffic to get a bachelor's degree. Credit for managing 3 kids, 2 dogs, and a full-time job to pursue an MBA. Students at UMGC can use prior learning or relevant experience to earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's, and graduate students can transfer up to 12 credits toward their master's. Apply now and save with no application fee. Flexible online and hybrid classes start May 15th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
This is Dave Dildine from the Traffic Center. If you're like me, you spent a lot of time at home over the winter, and I couldn't stop agonizing over the cracked, peeling paint on the ceilings. Enough. It's time for quality painting from Serta Pro Painters. You can trust them to get the job done right because they take pride in what they do. Each Serta Pro Painters business is independently owned and operated by men and women who live right here. Schedule your free estimate online at SertaPro.com. That's Serta with a C. When choosing a painting professional, the choice is simple. Choose happy. Choose Serta Pro Painters.
You're listening to WTOP News.
7:23, I'm John Aaron.
I'm Michelle Bash. The driver in a high-speed crash that killed two teen girls who were walking home from school is set to be sentenced today. Usman Shaheed was found guilty on two counts of involuntary manslaughter this week. The girls were walking home from Oakton High School in Vienna in 2022 when they were hit by a BMW driven by the then 18-year-old Shaheed. Prosecutors say he hit 81 miles an hour in a 35-mile-an-hour zone before crashing into an SUV and going onto the sidewalk where he hit the girls. He faces up to 20 years in prison.
Many new cars are coming up short in a tougher test of their crash prevention systems. That test comes from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety.
No doubt automatic emergency braking prevents crashes as the systems were acing crash tests. So Institute Vice President David Ayler says they turned up the speed and added a motorcycle.
We really saw vehicles struggle with the motorcycle. We saw some other vehicles struggle with the higher speeds.
Subaru's Forester, the only one of 10 SUVs to get a good rating, four were rated poor. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Eye on Travel Minute. If you check your bags, chances are you've been confronted with this often expensive scenario. The ticket counter agent puts your luggage on their scale, and if it's 2 pounds overweight, either find some place to put those extra 2 pounds or pay a hefty additional fee. When you buy apples or produce or meat at the grocery store, the scales they use are inspected by the city for accuracy. But who inspects the scales at airports, and how often are they inspected? North Carolina state inspectors inspected the scales at the Charlotte airport and found that they were all miscalibrated. So do what I do. For about $10, buy a small portable scale that fits on your luggage handle and weigh your bags before you leave home. And be sure to bring that scale to the airport. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Eye on Travel Minute.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can help you protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, and RV, and more. And if something wasn't mentioned that you had in mind, find out if it can be covered at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, because it probably can.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Dave, no burgundy and gold today.
No, you know what? Oh, gosh, I should have worn
it. Tomorrow morning.
It was not in the rotation. We are strict. We go with the rotation. Yes.
You plan things out so intricately, I would have thought.
7 weeks in advance. NFL draft 13 hours away. Washington owns the second overall pick. Burgundy and gold expected to take a quarterback. WTOP's George Wallace thinks it's going to be LSU's Jaden Daniels.
I think that's where all signs are kind of pointing towards. I mean, he's battle-tested, too. I mean, he played in the SEC. You know, I mean, he's had more games than Drake May. And as far as being ready to play, I think now.
Complete draft day coverage on the sports page at WTOP.com. And for the record, Penn State edge rusher Chop Robinson's given name is not Chopford. It's